up to Garion for district. You know it was going to be a tough team. Good teams involved. A lot of teams involved. You got one state qualifier. I'm sure there were some girls that I came awfully darn close to, right?
There was, Rich. You know, we knew going in, like I said previously, that this was going to be an awful tough tournament. In year number five of our Nebraska girls sanctioned wrestling, this is by far the best district tournament that we've been a part of. There's an awful lot of good girls, good wrestlers out of that district staying home and not going to Omaha. So yes, definitely a tough tournament. Our girls battled hard. They wrestled to the end, and we did get one going to Omaha, so we're happy with that.
Alexis Steinbeck, congrats to that young lady. Worked her tail off, had a nice year, and get a chance to showcase her talents here down in Omaha, didn't she?
She sure does. She's had a great senior season. She's been a great leader for us. She's worked hard all year long. She's very deserving of this. She went into the district tournament with a good seed, and she came out as the gold medalist champion of her weight class. She had a tough fight, the semifinal match. We got a takedown late in the third period to win it. And then in the finals match, she had a competitor that was started out being an 11th seed. She came out of nowhere from Grand Island, and she knocked off the number 2 seed, the number 3 seed, and met us in the finals, and she gave us a good match, and in the end, Alexis got a pin in the third period to win the gold medal.
Had some others come close, heartbreak matches, heartbreak rounds, things like that, and boy, you feel for them, don't you?
Sure feel for Peyton Cox. She was his qualifier for us last year. She went in with a good seed too, a 4 seed. Thought we had a good chance, and came up in the quarter round there with that 5 seed. And you just have to win that match. If you don't win that 4-5 seeded match, you're going to come back and get to the heartbreak and meet either a 2 seed or a 3 seed. And that's what happened. We wrestled the Ramos girl from North Platte and just came up a little bit short. It was a great match. Peyton fought back though to get to that match, so it was good for her, but really feel good about her season. You know, she's been a great leader for us, and she's really set the standard here at McCook for our girls program, and she's done everything the right way. Sure would have liked to got her down to Omaha again, but she had a great season.
Any others kind of right there on the cusp of getting that ticket punched?
We went in with a pretty good seed with Eden McPherson. She's a sophomore that's had a great year for us. And we thought, and again, she was in that 4-5 match and just needed to win that one and just didn't get that done. And then came up against a good wrestler the next round that knocked her out. But, you know, she's got a couple years left and she's going to be an awful good wrestler in the years to come.
Seedings, pairings, I think are out, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, we get down to state, it's going to be tough from match number one, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, the brackets came out before we even got home from Gearing, so they get them out fast nowadays. But we like where we drew. Being she's a number of 1 seed out of the district, gold medalist, we'll get a girl that placed 4th in another district, and we like our chances there. She's got a good record. She's a sophomore out of Beatrice. Her record is 35-10, so she's had a great season. But we feel like we can go win that match, and it looks like maybe we could possibly match up against a Lexington girl that we've beat this year. So I think she drew well, so she's got in her mind that she wants to go down and bring back a medal. So we're sure going to try to do that.
It's good to ask you. You kind of touched on a little bit there. Yeah, there are a lot of other girls in that bracket that did make it from other districts you've had a chance to see along the way.
Yes, yep. There's some other girls in her bracket that we've seen. And then if we haven't, we have some common opponents with some other ones. Now, there's some awful good girl that's going to be down there. And, you know, every girl in that 16 wrestler bracket is going to want to try to bring that medal home. So they're all going to fight tough, and it's going to be a hard battle for it. But she's hitting her stride right now, and she's probably wrestling as good as she has since been all season. So she has as good a chance as anybody to bring back a medal.
Next couple of days, just fine-tuning things. Don't overdo it and rest up and get ready to make a road trip and win some matches for a couple of days, huh?
That's correct. We've got 9 days before we wrestle. We had a good practice today, worked her pretty hard, and then we'll be easy. We'll kind of mix and match some of our tough days with some easier days. We just want to stay sharp. We want to keep our conditioning and just stay away from injuries and stay healthy. But, we've kind of got a good game plan, I think, going forward. And next Tuesday and Monday, we'll down there and try to bring back a medal.
I appreciate